Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. While in his final year at college, the baser side of Henry Jekyll's nature asserts itself, and he induces a younger boy to embark with him on an illicit affair with two girls from the local village. Henry escapes detection, but young Markham is caught and expelled. This ends in tragedy as Markham falls from a high tower during a scene of fierce recrimination between himself and Jekyll. Henry is sick with horror at the results of his deed, but safeguards himself from detection by getting rid of the girl who has been his companion in the escapade, sending her to London with the promise of joining her there later on. This he fails to do, and the unfortunate girl is driven to taking work at a very disreputable cafe in the lowest part of the city. Meanwhile, Henry's college days have come to an end, and we see him at home on his father's country estate.
Well, my boy, have you thought how you'd like to spend your holidays?
No, Father. It's been very pleasant down here.
But don't you find it rather quiet? I thought perhaps you'd like to take a run up to London for a while. I'm sure Mr. Utterson and Margaret would be glad to have you come and stay with them.
London? No, not London.
But why? There are all sorts of things you could find to do there. You've been working very hard at college. Why not have a little relaxation, such as theatres and things? Margaret's getting to be quite a young lady about town now. I'm sure she could show you around.
Margaret? How old is she now? 17, is it?
17 next month. Oh, she's a very lovely girl, Henry.
Yes, very lovely. She came to the inter-college sports. I was the cause of quite a bit of envy from the other fellow.
I'm sure she'll be disappointed if you don't go and stay at their place.
Oh, please, Father. I don't know why, but, well, I feel I can't go to London just now. The place depresses me. It's so vast, so full of human beings struggling and jostling one another. Well, it seems to chill me somehow. There's so much suffering there. So much unhappiness.
But you don't want to let these things get you down. Of course there's suffering and unhappiness and poverty and want. There always will be as long as human nature remains what it is.
That's it. Human nature. The noble and the base, the ugly and the beautiful. Oh, if only we could change it all.
My dear boy, you're not going to try and grapple with the universe, are you? Is this why you're going to take a course in science as well as medicine when you go to the university?
Oh, no, I don't flatter myself that much. Science attracts me because of the enormous, undreamed-of possibilities it has.
Possibilities, yes. But what kind? Everybody knows a lot of good has been done by science, but we owe the implements of modern war to the chemists working in the laboratories, no less than we do the most enlightened discoveries of our age.
Oh, that's because we don't know enough. We're just coming out of the jungle, Father, and we're still more than half-beast. But someday, man will free himself from the beast and we'll see a new being arise. A man no longer tormented by the awful conflict of good and evil. A man who, for the first time in history, will be a fully developed human being.
And do you think science is going to do it?
Oh, well, I'm sure that without science, it will be impossible. Other things will help, but science, most of all.
These are very serious thoughts for a man as young as you, Henry. What made you turn to them?
Oh, disgust at myself, principally.
What?
Father, you understand me. You know me better than anyone else. I don't have to explain to you, but... Oh, sometimes I hate myself so much that I can hardly endure the thought of going on living with a creature who can be so vile as I.
My boy, what's this you're saying? What can you have done? You're not yet 19 years of age.
Well, that's it. If I can do these things at 19, what mightn't I be capable of later on?
Oh, nonsense. You're run down, been working too hard, and you've got morbid. Then that affair of young Markham...
Oh, for pity's sake, don't mention him.
Why, what's the matter, Henry?
Don't you see? Oh, don't you see? I killed young Markham.
You what? For the love of reason, what's this madness you're talking about? Markham fell out of the top window of a tower. You saw him. You were standing near the door, several feet away.
I know, but I killed him just as surely as though I'd taken him in these two hands and thrust him through the window.
You don't know what you're saying. You're imagining all this.
Oh, if only I could persuade myself that. I'm haunted by it, night and day.
His face, his voice, and the cry he gave as he fell. And then, his old father, that tragic face, the hopeless, broken voice. I'll carry those things round with me for the rest of my life.
Henry, Henry, my son, sit down here and tell me calmly what you mean. What I said is true. You were on the other side of the room when he fell.
Yes, yes, I was. You can rest assured of that, Father. I didn't push him through the window. But it was because of me. And it was because of me that he was disgraced and expelled.
Young Markham expelled?
Yes, they hushed it up. But that's the reason he was in the tower room. He was more or less under detention.
I can't believe it. What did he do?
The things I told him to do. The things I took a hellish delight in watching him do. Oh, Father, what in heaven's name comes over me at times? Why did I want to destroy young Markham? Why did I urge him to respond to all the baser things in his nature and delight in seeing him turn into a kind of beast?
Henry, Henry, what's this you're telling me?
Oh, the truth, Father, the truth. And there was a girl. A girl called Hetty.
And this girl, this Hetty?
Well, after the trouble about Markham, I got into a panic. I persuaded her to go away to London.
And that's where she is now?
Oh, I suppose so. I promised to write to her, to send her money. I didn't either.
I see.
So that's why I can't endure the thought of going there. I had some inquiries made. She's gone from her old address. No one knows where she is. But she's somewhere in that great city. Alone, penniless. And I sent her there.
Well, no doubt we can have her traced and do something for her if it worries you. But she'll find some way of looking after herself. That kind of person always does.
But what kind of way?
Whatever are you two sitting here in the dark for? Why don't you light the lamp?
Oh, please don't, Mother. No, not just yet.
Why, dear, what's the matter with you? You sound quite upset.
There's nothing wrong. We've just been having a quiet talk together, that's all.
The afternoon mail's just come, and there's a letter from Margaret. She's wondering if you're coming up to London, Henry.
No, I'm not.
But
Henry's a little overstrung after all those hard weeks of work for his examinations, Marion. I was going to suggest that we might go up to Scotland for a week or two. Sir Roland has offered me his shooting box several times. How would you like that, Henry?
Just the two of us?
If you like.
Oh, I'd like that. I'd like that better than anything else on earth.
But Henry, what will Margaret think? She's been expecting you.
Oh, let her think what she likes. Nothing on earth is going to get me to London now.
Ooh, it's blowing a gale. Just as well we didn't go out fishing today, Henry, my boy. It's the worst of the coast round here. These storms blow up at a moment's notice.
What's that group of people doing down there on the sand? Why, they're watching something. By Jove, I believe there's a boat out there. Can you see it?
Where?
Just beyond that line of rocks. It's in trouble with the looks of it. A fishing boat from the village, I suppose.
Yes, you're right. Shall we go down? I don't suppose we can do anything to help, but one never knows.
Well, here's a path down the side of the cliff. I'll go first. Mind you don't slip.
Oh, Lord have mercy on us. But it's dashed to pieces they've been on those cruel rocks.
What's wrong? The men out there in trouble?
Aye, that they be. Jeannie's good man here and two others. They've been battling again the storm this last 2 hours now, and not a bit of headway can they make.
Oh, it's gone, the sail split. There's not a see them from the rocks.
It's erected itself, but hasn't it sunk?
Aye, but look, it's heading for them rocks. The wind's catching it, and the waves are dashing over it every minute.
Oh.
And if you can see them, they're clear to their mast. Once you've got the rudder in his hand.
Oh, this is horrible. Can't anything be done to save those men?
No boat can live in that sea, Henry.
They'll be on those rocks in another few moments.
Oh, look.
Why, they're on them now.
They're dashed to pieces. The poor devils to die like that in sight of their very homes. Surely something can be done.
Nothing short of a miracle will save those poor fellows now.
Where are all the men? Can't someone take out a lifeline to them?
There's not but Oldens and Bairns in the village today. There's a young and he'll be all war.
Oh, where's the lifeline? Have you got one long enough?
Henry, what are you thinking of?
Is that one over by the boat shed?
Aye, that's it. But you'll never think of swimming out in that sea.
Oh, bring it down. Hurry, hurry.
Henry, you can't.
Yes, I can, I can. I've swum in seas like this before. Send those women away. I'm going to strip off my clothes.
No. No, no, Henry. Think what you're doing. You can't. You mustn't.
Father, this is a thing I've got to do. If I stand by and let them drown, oh, Father, Father, can't you understand?
Yes, I think perhaps I do. God be with you, my son. God be with you.
Oh, sir, sir. How can I ever thank you? And he's a grand young man no worse today. What did the doctor say about him?
No bones broken, Jeanie. He's badly bruised and cut about, but it's a miracle how he escaped with so little hurt.
A miracle it is. If had been an angel of God come down from heavens to save my man on the other's whim, he couldn't have been more blessed in our eyes. I'll pray for him. Aye, that I will, every blessed night of my life, and my bairns too. Can I do anything to help? For by I could tend him while he's so poorly.
His mother and a friend are coming up from London tonight, thank you, Jeanie, but if you'll just pray for my boy, that will be a great thing. I'll tell him when he gets better. I think that he'll be glad to know. Yes. Very glad to know.